Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here, and welcome to another very exciting tutorial. And that's what I would sound like if I were making fun of the way that I sound like. Think about that for a second. Welcome to another very exciting tutorial in After Effects. We're going to be taking a look at some motion graphics, and it should be a lot of fun. As I always say it is, and generally doesn't turn out that way. But this time, expect nothing less. So we're going to take a look at this design. Okay, so mainly what we're looking at is this cool looking glow that's sort of illuminating from our text and our shapes here. And here's another example. So if you have someone that you really care about, you could turn this into, you know, a graphic for them. So here's an example. Oh, Sonia. This is so I don't get sued. And then this is so I'll get a free TV. Either way, I like it. All right, let's go and get started. I'm going to create a new composition. Control N. Bam. What's this? Okay. So we'll make it 960 by 540. And we'll do 23976. And we'll make it about 10 seconds and 13 frames long. It's very important that you have the 13. And so we've got our thing here. I'm going to go ahead and bring out this texture, the stonewall texture you can download in the project file. And we're going to give it some contrast. So we'll choose Effect, Color, Correction, Curves. I love this effect. Who doesn't love this effect? I knew one guy. He didn't like it. He used levels. Now he's dead. So we're going to just bring the contrast down on this. And then we're going to hit F4. Bam. We'll make it a 3D layer. Sorry. I always have to do that when it's 3D. I don't have to, but I did. All right. We're going to hit R. This is going to be one of those tutorials. I can feel it. And we're going to rotate it. So I'm just going to hold down Shift and rotate it flat. And then we'll move it down. And so it's 3D. And then we'll create a camera. So layer new camera. We'll make it like a 24 millimeter. I'd make it 23 if they let me, but then I'd have to do some math. 24 is fine. All right, so we have our camera. If we hit C, we have the camera tool. We can fly around. Let's create our text or our title. So we'll take the text tool, and we'll click in here. And we'll type, I know I shouldn't do this, but I could really use a new TV. So we're just going to create a quick title. We'll open the tracking up a little bit there. Sony wouldn't like that if the N and the Y were touching, so I wouldn't like it either if I were Sony. And some kid making tutorials, ruining my logo, I'd probably send him a letter, friendly letter, along with a package. You know what would be in the package? That's right, a TV. All right, so let's precompose our text. So layer, precompose, and we'll call this title. I'm turning a 5-minute tutorial into a 25-minute tutorial, and we'll hit OK. And then we're going to open that title up. And we're going to do all of our stuff in here. Because the cool thing about the tutorial is once we set it up properly, all of the glowing ground light should be procedural, or it should automatically emit based on what is in our title. So that's good. If the color of the lights is changing or the color of the title changes, the light will work appropriately. So here you can see it turns blue and, you know. We're going to create some colored circles. So we'll create a new solid, and we'll just go down the spectrum here, and we'll hit OK. And then we'll take the ellipse tool, and we'll just click in the middle here, hold down Control Shift, and we'll just make a perfect circle as best we can. And then we'll just slide it over here, and we'll duplicate it. We'll put one here, and we'll duplicate it. So we'll make three. Now, I want to change the color of each of these, so we'll do just blue and green. All right, so the fun thing here is you can do pretty much whatever you want. The one thing to try to do, if I hit Control-R, bring up the guides, we want to make sure that we kind of keep everything inside or above this line. And actually, there'll be like an invisible line here. A second. So we'll create another new solid And this time we'll just make it black, hit okay. And then we're gonna take the rectangle tool and we're gonna draw a shape around this area that we just sort of masked out. And what that does basically just creates a solid that is a black bar. But we're gonna hit F4 and we're gonna go down to the transfer mode stencil alpha. And what that does is basically creates sort of a cookie cutter. So anything that goes outside of that will get cut off. So we can get rid of our guides here. And it's just a quick way to create transparency without having to mask everything out. So should work perfectly. So what I'll do is I'll take all of our objects here and we'll move them below that sort of cut line. So we'll just slide them down here. And then we'll animate the colors to kind of come on. So hold down shift, select all three. I'll hit P and that brings up the position parameter. So we'll hit the stopwatch for each of them and that creates keyframe. And then we'll move forward, you know, 13 frames or so, and we'll move these up. Perfect. Now, as I zoom in here with the plus and minus, what I want to do is cascade the animation. So I'll slide it over so the green one pops up first, and then we'll take these keyframes, we'll move these over, and then we'll take the magenta here, we'll move that over, and so it's 1, 2, 3, and then the last one, say we'll take all of them at the same time and move forward here, and then we'll animate them up again, and then we'll take our Sony logo, bring that up, hit P, and then we'll bring the Sony logo back down. So just kind of link those together. So whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And then I don't know, it can, and then we can just animate it off again or make it explode or whatever. Actually, I don't know if Sony would like it to explode. Maybe explode in high definition. Then we're talking on Blu-ray. All right. So we have our title, we'll close it out, and here we are back in our comp. So, you know, we're kind of cutting off the top of it there. Some weird things are happening. Let's just take our mask here, and maybe we'll just expand the area a touch. And then, okay. All right, so now we'll make our title 3D. Bam. And then let's line it up with the surface of the floor here. So we'll just bring it down just about there. And one quick thing we can do is create sort of a fake reflection. So we'll take this. I don't actually want it to be directly on the surface. Actually, I want to be just a little bit above that. So we'll choose Edit, Duplicate, and then we'll hit W, and we're going to rotate this, basically flip it upside down. And then move it down. I'll shut this off for a second. And it'll sort of look like a reflection. Now, we can, let's see. We can go in here to, say, the front view and just make sure, you know, we're sort of in the middle here. So this stone is this middle layer. And we want the reflection to be evenly spaced away. So maybe bring it down a bit. That's good. All right, back to the active camera. Now it looks like our circles are a little bit low there, so let's just fix that. You know, I did this in my original example too. Like I didn't leave enough room, and then I said, well, I'll be careful not to do that in the tutorial so I don't look foolish. Well, what are you gonna do? Now our reflection is behind the surface right now, and I'll just go ahead and name it. Hit return, by the way, to name layers. And there's a trick from an old tutorial. If we create an adjustment layer and put that below our reflection but above our stone, it will render on top. And that way, if we fly around, it'll look proper. So maybe we'll take our reflection, lower its opacity, maybe even add a fast blur, maybe vertical, and then crank up the blur just a little bit there. Okay. So this is the basic idea. We'll work on some of the look here. For our stone floor, let's add an ellipse mask. So we'll double click on that. And that creates a circle around that particular layer shape. And then we'll hit F and we'll feather it out a lot. And then hit M, and we'll bring the expansion in. Now another quick thing, I'm just gonna desaturate our image. So we'll choose Effect, Color Correction, Tint, which is at the bottom there. And that'll just desaturate it and look fine. Okay, so now we need to start working on this light glow, which shouldn't be too difficult, but here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna take the title, we're gonna duplicate it, Control D, and then I wanna change the color of it to red so that that layer will know is part of this glow system and everything else is part of the actual title. So we'll put this above the reflection here and we'll call it Return Glow Element. And that way just easier to track. So what I'm gonna do is take the rectangle tool here and we're gonna zoom in and I wanna cut off the bottom, 5% of the title. So we'll just click here and we're gonna draw a shape, double click on the mask and we're just gonna slide it down. So we're just taking the bottom portion. And so if we solo that, you see we've just stolen the bottom of the Sony. So we can probably move the anchor point as well, but you know we don't even need to do that. Let's just rotate the layer. So I'll hit W, and we'll rotate on the X axis here, on that red axis. We just want to flatten the layer out. So right there. And we can move this down. And if I take the camera and kind of fly around this, you can kind of see what's going on here. Is we're attempting to position the remaining portion there right underneath the logo. So we can go to the top view and that'll probably help us out a little bit. Just put this right in line with that layer. And let's make sure that it's at the bottom. So we'll take it and maybe the front view and we'll slide this layer down right at the bottom of the Sony. Or actually, on second thought, let's actually make it on the surface of our stone wall, since that's where the light is going to be emitting. So we have our glow element, which is not looking like a glow element yet, but we're almost there. All right, so our goal is to take this small slice and turn it into this luminescence glow. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take the layer, shut off the masks there, we're going to choose Effect, Color Correction, Curves, and we'll choose Effect, Blur, Fast Blur. And hopefully the combination of these will give us what we need. So actually, we'll put the blur first, and we'll turn the blur up to maybe 5. And we'll set the transfer mode of the layer, hit F4 to add. And maybe we'll blur it out just a little bit more than that. So maybe 15 to start. And then we'll duplicate the layer, Control D. And then we'll set the glow to an even higher amount, maybe like 30, maybe even higher. And what's happening is it's starting to fade out because we're blurring it so much that it's hard to even see anymore. But the pixels are still there. So what we can do is we can go to the curves alpha channel and boost it up. So we can actually make it brighter. And one quick thing too is make sure you're in at least 16 bits per channel so that we don't see a lot of banding. So Alt click on that to toggle through 8, 16, and 32. Okay, so we're getting there. Starting to look a little bit more like a glow. Well, let's make another one, Control D, and we'll add an even bigger blur and maybe even crank the alpha up even more. We can do it just by duplicating the effect. Maybe one more time. Okay, so we're losing it. We have a really bright spot and then we have a lot of soft stuff. So let's see if we can create a little bit more of a harder brightness in the middle. So we'll duplicate the first one and add a smaller amount of glow, maybe 30, maybe 50, and then turn the alpha up a bit. So a little bit of trial and error. But the key is to create something that looks, you know, natural and organic. So let's see what we have here. So we'll just add a little life to our camera. We'll hit P, hold down Alt, and click on the stopwatch. And we'll type wiggle, I don't know, like 0.5 comma 75. And so every half a second, it'll move approximately 75 pixels randomly. So it should just give us a little bit of camera movement. So we'll take a look here. And see what we have. Okay, so it's definitely doing what we told it to. And we may want to tweak the animation a little bit. Now, one thing is really just a decision I made, and that was to put the title sort of above the surface. But it doesn't actually have to be that way. We can actually take the title and move it down so it's touching the surface. And again, we'll take the reflection to make sure that it matches up. So we'll move that up a bit. And then it's sort of coming up through the ground, and that looks pretty interesting. It's really up to you. It's just a matter of taste. And what's great is we can modify the title, and all of the light and all of the colors will update. So I could say, double click on the title, go in here, maybe change this from green to orange or something. And when I hit OK, it will be updated inside of the final comp. I could take the title. Now, one thing is the glow is not that intense. So if these elements were that bright, they'd probably glow a lot more. So let me show you a couple of different ways to create some glow. So we'll create an adjustment layer. I'll put the camera on top here. And we'll call this glow. And we'll choose effect, stylize, glow. And this is just your regular color glow. And it actually does a pretty good job, frankly. We can turn the intensity down here and it's not too bad. Okay, so we've got the basic idea here, and I want to go ahead and show you one more quick method of adding a nice glow in addition to just using the After Effects built-in glow. So what I'm going to do is take our comp, hit Control K, and we'll rename it to, you know, three circles. And we'll take that three circles comp and we'll drop it into a new comp. So it's a comp all by itself. And then I'm going to duplicate it about three times, Control D. And we'll take the first one, we'll call this red. And we'll take the second one, we'll call this blue. And some people call it chromatic aberration, but we're just going to create like a simple glow effect that just adds a little bit more life to that simple glow. So we'll go to the red channel here, and I'm going to tint it using the tint effect. So it's at the bottom there. There you go. And then we'll add a levels adjustment. And, you know, we talked about this earlier, but this actually works better for this particular thing where we want to get rid of all of the dark and brighten up just the bright areas there. So that looks good. And then we're going to add another tint effect. So we'll choose Effect, Color Correction, Tint. And we'll make the white color red. And then we'll take these three effects, hold down Shift, select them, and then we'll copy them. Select the other layer, choose Edit, Paste. And we're going to change this to blue. So we'll scroll down, we'll set this to blue. And then we'll take the two layers and set the transfer mode to add. So if we zoom in right now, everything's sort of bright, and that's okay. So we'll take the red, we'll choose Effect, Blur, Fast Blur, and we'll set it to about 10. And then we'll copy the blur and paste it to the blue. So we have the red and the blue. What I'm going to do then is take the red layer and use the arrow keys, and we're going to move it over to the left a little bit. So a couple of clicks, and we'll take the blue, move it over a couple of clicks also. So now we have a little bit different type of glow. So now you can kind of see it's obviously very bright. But if we bring the opacity of this down a bit, so if we take both the layers, hit T, we can just crank this down just a touch. And we can just move this in a little bit closer. But what we have is a nice, subtle, natural-looking glow that, you know, just something a little bit different than what you usually create. Now, the Sony logo is a bit blown out because white always gets even brighter than it's meant to be. So we can just compensate for that and bring it down a little bit. And depending on how much glow or how much blur you add, so if we bring this down a little bit, it'll bring your image sharpness down a bit. And then depending on how much you offset the two layers, you can make it either a very subtle effect or, you know, a pretty intense effect. So we can just play around with the opacity here. Okay, looks pretty good. Again, here's sort of the original example. And the first example here. And by the way, I'll put the project file on there so that you can kind of go through and see how I set up the glow, etc. All right, I'm Andrew Kramer, and I hope you guys enjoy this tutorial. We'll see you next time.